The Soldier and the State by Samuel P. Huntington. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Soldier and the State, The Theory and Politics of Civil-Military Relations, written by Samuel P. Huntington, is a classic work on civil-military relations. It is a comprehensive study of the role of the military in society, and the relationship between the military and the state. The book examines the historical development of civil-military relations, and the various theories that have been proposed to explain them. It also looks at the role of the military in modern society, and the implications of civil-military relations for democracy and the rule of law. The book begins by looking at the historical development of civil-military relations. Huntington examines the various theories that have been proposed to explain the relationship between the military and the state, including the traditional view of the military as a tool of the state, the Weberian view of the military as a separate institution, and the modern view of the military as a partner in the state. He then looks at the various roles of the military in modern society, including its role in the defense of the state, its role in the maintenance of order, and its role in the promotion of democracy. The book then examines the implications of civil-military relations for democracy and the rule of law. Huntington argues that the military should be subordinate to civilian authority, and that the military should not be allowed to interfere in the political process. He also argues that the military should be held accountable for its actions, and that the military should be subject to the rule of law. Finally, he argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to fulfill its mission, and that the military should be allowed to exercise its own judgment in the execution of its duties. The Soldier and the State is an important work on civil-military relations, and is essential reading for anyone interested in the subject. It provides a comprehensive overview of the history and theory of civil-military relations, and examines the implications of civil-military relations for democracy and the rule of law. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in modern society. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The military profession is a distinct and separate entity from the rest of society. The Soldier and the State examines the relationship between the military and the state, arguing that the military is a distinct and separate entity from the rest of society, and that the state must recognize and respect this distinction in order to ensure the military's loyalty and effectiveness. The military profession is a distinct and separate entity from the rest of society. It is a profession that is based on a unique set of values, traditions, and norms that are distinct from those of the civilian world. The military is a profession that is characterized by a sense of duty, honor, and loyalty to the state, and it is this sense of duty that sets it apart from the rest of society. The state must recognize and respect this distinction in order to ensure the military's loyalty and effectiveness. The Soldier and the State examines the relationship between the military and the state, and argues that the state must recognize the military's distinctiveness and autonomy in order to ensure its loyalty and effectiveness. The book argues that the state must recognize the military's unique values, traditions, and norms, and must respect the military's autonomy in order to ensure its loyalty and effectiveness. The book also argues that the state must provide the military with the resources and support it needs in order to be effective. The Soldier and the State is an important book that examines the relationship between the military and the state, and argues that the state must recognize the military's distinctiveness and autonomy in order to ensure its loyalty and effectiveness. The book is an important contribution to the literature on the military and the state, and is essential reading for anyone interested in the relationship between the two. Main idea number 2. The military is a conservative force. Huntington argues that the military is a conservative force, and that its primary role is to protect the state from external threats and internal subversion. Huntington argues that the military is a conservative force, and that its primary role is to protect the state from external threats and internal subversion. He argues that the military is a conservative force because it is a hierarchical organization that is based on a strict chain of command and a clear set of rules and regulations. The military is also a conservative force because it is a professional organization that is focused on the preservation of the state and its interests. The military is also a conservative force because it is a disciplined organization that is focused on the maintenance of order and the prevention of chaos. Finally, the military is a conservative force because it is a loyal organization that is devoted to the defense of the state and its citizens. Huntington argues that the military is a conservative force because it is a hierarchical organization that is based on a strict chain of command and a clear set of rules and regulations. This hierarchical structure ensures that the military is able to respond quickly and effectively to any external or internal threats. The military is also a conservative force because it is a professional organization that is focused on the preservation of the state and its interests. The military is also a conservative force because it is a disciplined organization that is focused on the maintenance of order and the prevention of chaos. Finally, the military is a conservative force because it is a loyal organization that is devoted to the defense of the state and its citizens. Main idea number 3. The military should be subordinate to the state. Huntington argues that the military should be subordinate to the state, and that the state should be the ultimate authority in matters of national security. Huntington argues that the military should be subordinate to the state, and that the state should be the ultimate authority in matters of national security. He believes that the military should be an instrument of the state, and that its primary purpose should be to serve the interests of the state. He argues that the military should not be allowed to act independently of the state, and that it should be subject to civilian control. He also believes that the military should be held accountable for its actions, and that it should be subject to the rule of law. Huntington further argues that the military should not be allowed to interfere in the political process, and that it should remain apolitical. He believes that the military should not be used as a tool of political manipulation, and that it should remain neutral in political matters. He also believes that the military should not be allowed to pursue its own interests, and that it should remain subordinate to the state. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be held to a high standard of conduct, and that it should be held accountable for its actions. He believes that the military should be held to the same standards of conduct as the rest of society, and that it should be held to a higher standard of accountability than other institutions. He also believes that the military should be held to a higher standard of transparency, and that it should be open and accountable to the public. Main idea number 4. The military should be insulated from politics. Huntington argues that the military should be insulated from politics, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington argues that the military should be insulated from politics, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be a professional organization, with its own set of values and norms, and that it should be free from political interference. He argues that the military should be allowed to operate independently, and that it should be given the autonomy to make decisions based on its own expertise and experience. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support it needs to carry out its mission, and that it should be allowed to operate without interference from political actors. Huntington also argues that the military should be held to a higher standard of accountability than other government institutions. He believes that the military should be held to a higher standard of ethical conduct, and that it should be held accountable for its actions. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support it needs to carry out its mission, and that it should be allowed to operate without interference from political actors. Finally, he argues that the military should be given the autonomy to make decisions based on its own expertise and experience, and that it should be allowed to operate independently. Main idea number 5. The military should be given autonomy. Huntington argues that the military should be given autonomy in order to ensure its effectiveness, and that the state should not interfere in the military's decision-making process. In his book The Soldier and the State, Samuel P. Huntington argues that the military should be given autonomy in order to ensure its effectiveness. He believes that the state should not interfere in the military's decision-making process, as this could lead to a lack of trust between the military and the state. He argues that the military should be allowed to make decisions based on its own expertise and experience, and that the state should not be allowed to interfere in the military's operations. He believes that this autonomy will allow the military to be more effective and efficient in its operations. Huntington also argues that the military should be given autonomy in order to ensure its loyalty to the state. He believes that if the military is allowed to make its own decisions, it will be more likely to remain loyal to the state and to follow its orders. He argues that if the military is not given autonomy, it may become more likely to disobey orders or to act in its own interests, rather than in the interests of the state. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given autonomy in order to ensure its effectiveness in times of war. He believes that if the military is allowed to make its own decisions, it will be better able to respond quickly and effectively to changing conditions on the battlefield. He argues that if the military is not given autonomy, it may be slower to respond to changing conditions, which could lead to a less effective military response. Main idea number 6. The military should be given adequate resources. Huntington argues that the military should be given adequate resources in order to ensure its effectiveness, and that the state should not skimp on military spending. In his book The Soldier and the State, Samuel P. Huntington argues that the military should be given adequate resources in order to ensure its effectiveness. He believes that the state should not skimp on military spending, as this could lead to a weakened military and a lack of preparedness in the event of a conflict. Huntington argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to be able to carry out its mission, including the necessary personnel, equipment, and training. He also believes that the military should be given the autonomy to make decisions and take action without interference from the state. This autonomy is necessary for the military to be able to respond quickly and effectively to any threats that may arise. Huntington also argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to be able to innovate and adapt to changing circumstances. He believes that the military should be given the freedom to experiment with new technologies and tactics, as this is essential for the military to remain effective in the face of ever-evolving threats. He also believes that the military should be given the resources it needs to be able to conduct research and development, as this is essential for the military to remain ahead of its adversaries. In conclusion, Huntington argues that the military should be given adequate resources in order to ensure its effectiveness. He believes that the state should not skimp on military spending, as this could lead to a weakened military and a lack of preparedness in the event of a conflict. He also believes that the military should be given the autonomy to make decisions and take action without interference from the state, as well as the resources it needs to be able to innovate and adapt to changing circumstances. By providing the military with the resources it needs, the state can ensure that the military is able to carry out its mission effectively and remain ahead of its adversaries. Main idea number 7. The military should be given respect. Huntington argues that the military should be given respect, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given respect, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be seen as a noble profession, and that its members should be respected for their dedication and service. He also argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to do its job effectively, and that the state should provide the necessary support and recognition for the military's efforts. Furthermore, Huntington believes that the military should be given the respect it deserves, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington also argues that the military should be given the respect it deserves in terms of its role in society. He believes that the military should be seen as a vital part of the nation's defense, and that its members should be respected for their dedication and service. He also argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to do its job effectively, and that the state should provide the necessary support and recognition for the military's efforts. Finally, Huntington believes that the military should be given the respect it deserves, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Main idea number 8. The military should be given a sense of purpose. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. In his book The Soldier and the State, Samuel P. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of mission and purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of identity and pride, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political repression. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy and independence, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political interference. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of mission and purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of identity and pride, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political repression. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy and independence, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political interference. Huntington's argument is that the military should be given a sense of purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of mission and purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of identity and pride, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political repression. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy and independence, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political interference. In conclusion, Huntington's argument is that the military should be given a sense of purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of mission and purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of identity and pride, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political repression. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy and independence, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political interference. Main idea number 9. The military should be given a sense of honor. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of honor, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of honor, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be respected and appreciated for its service, and that the state should recognize the sacrifices that the military makes in order to protect the nation. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support necessary to carry out its mission. Furthermore, Huntington argues that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. Huntington also believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. He argues that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. He believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. Huntington also argues that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. He believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. He also believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. In conclusion, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of honor, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be respected and appreciated for its service, and that the state should recognize the sacrifices that the military makes in order to protect the nation. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support necessary to carry out its mission, and that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and pride, and that the state should recognize the importance of this sense of honor in motivating the military to perform its duties. Main idea number 10. The military should be given a sense of identity. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of identity, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. In his book The Soldier and the State, Samuel P. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of identity and purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy and independence, and that it should be allowed to develop its own culture and traditions. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty to the state, and that it should be allowed to develop its own sense of honor and pride. Finally, he argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose and mission, and that it should be allowed to develop its own sense of purpose and mission in the service of the state. Huntington's argument is that the military should be given a sense of identity and purpose, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy and independence, and that it should be allowed to develop its own culture and traditions. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty to the state, and that it should be allowed to develop its own sense of honor and pride. Finally, he argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose and mission, and that it should be allowed to develop its own sense of purpose and mission in the service of the state. Main idea number 11. The military should be given a sense of loyalty. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington's argument is that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. In conclusion, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and pride in their service, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Main idea number 12. The military should be given a sense of tradition. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of tradition, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of tradition, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of purpose and identity, and that it should be respected and honored for its service to the nation. He also believes that the military should be given a sense of continuity, so that its members can look back on their service with pride and satisfaction. This sense of tradition should be fostered through ceremonies, rituals, and symbols that are meaningful to the military and its members. Huntington also believes that the military should be given a sense of autonomy, so that it can act independently and without interference from the state. He argues that the military should be allowed to make decisions and take actions that are in the best interests of the nation, without having to worry about political interference. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support it needs to carry out its mission, and that it should be allowed to develop its own culture and traditions. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and commitment to the nation. He believes that the military should be loyal to the nation and its people, and that it should be willing to make sacrifices for the nation's security and well-being. He also believes that the military should be given the respect and recognition it deserves for its service to the nation. Main idea number 13. The military should be given a sense of unity. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of unity, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of unity, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be seen as a unified body, with a shared purpose and a common identity. This sense of unity should be fostered through the development of a shared culture, shared values, and shared traditions. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support necessary to carry out its mission. This includes providing the military with the necessary training, equipment, and personnel to ensure that it is able to effectively protect the nation. Huntington also argues that the military should be given the respect and recognition it deserves. He believes that the military should be seen as a noble profession, and that its members should be honored for their service. He also believes that the military should be given the autonomy to make decisions and take action without interference from the state. This autonomy should be balanced with the need for civilian oversight, but the military should be given the freedom to act in the best interests of the nation. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given the opportunity to participate in the political process. He believes that the military should be allowed to express its views on matters of national security, and that its members should be allowed to participate in the political process. This would help to ensure that the military's views are taken into account when making decisions about the nation's security. Main idea number 14. The military should be given a sense of discipline. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of discipline, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. In his book The Soldier and the State, Samuel P. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of discipline, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose and direction, and that it should be held to a high standard of conduct. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty to the state, and that it should be held accountable for its actions. He further argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that it should be given the resources it needs to fulfill its mission. Huntington also argues that the military should be given a sense of autonomy, and that it should be allowed to make decisions without interference from the state. He argues that the military should be given the freedom to act independently, and that it should be allowed to make decisions without fear of retribution. He also argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to carry out its mission, and that it should be given the freedom to act without interference from the state. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that it should be held to a high standard of justice. He argues that the military should be given the resources it needs to ensure that justice is served, and that it should be held accountable for its actions. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of fairness, and that it should be held to a high standard of fairness. Main idea number 15. The military should be given a sense of esprit de corps. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of esprit de corps, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of esprit de corps, which is a feeling of pride and loyalty to the organization. He believes that this sense of pride and loyalty should be fostered by the state, and that the military should be recognized for its role in protecting the nation. He argues that the military should be given the respect and recognition it deserves, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support it needs to carry out its mission. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose and direction, and that the state should provide the military with clear objectives and goals. He believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of identity and purpose, and that the state should provide the necessary resources and support to help the military achieve its goals. He also believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own culture and traditions, and that the state should recognize and honor these traditions. Huntington argues that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of honor and integrity, and that the state should recognize and reward the military's commitment to these values. He believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own code of conduct, and that the state should recognize and reward the military's commitment to these values. He also believes that the military should be given the opportunity to develop its own sense of pride and loyalty, and that the state should recognize and reward the military's commitment to these values. Main idea number 16. The military should be given a sense of patriotism. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of patriotism, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of patriotism, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be imbued with a sense of loyalty to the nation and its people, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of patriotism, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also believes that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington further argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose and direction, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of pride and self-respect, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of unity and solidarity, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of patriotism, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty to the nation and its people, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Main idea number 17. The military should be given a sense of duty. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of duty, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of duty, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of purpose and mission, and that the state should provide the necessary resources and support to enable the military to fulfill its mission. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that the state should recognize the sacrifices made by the military in the service of the nation. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and commitment to the nation, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's loyalty and commitment to the nation. Huntington believes that the military should be given a sense of duty to the nation, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of purpose and mission, and that the state should provide the necessary resources and support to enable the military to fulfill its mission. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that the state should recognize the sacrifices made by the military in the service of the nation. Finally, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and commitment to the nation, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's loyalty and commitment to the nation. Main idea number 18. The military should be given a sense of justice. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. In his book The Soldier and the State, Samuel P. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of justice. He believes that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington further argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington further argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington's argument is that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. In conclusion, Huntington's argument is that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He also argues that the military should be given a sense of justice, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Main idea number 19. The military should be given a sense of morality. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of morality, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of morality, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of purpose and direction, and that it should be held to a higher standard of morality than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and duty, and that it should be held to a higher standard of conduct than the rest of society. He believes that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and patriotism, and that it should be held to a higher standard of service than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of justice and fairness, and that it should be held to a higher standard of justice than the rest of society. Huntington believes that the military should be given a sense of morality that is based on the values of the nation, and that it should be held to a higher standard of morality than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of respect and dignity, and that it should be held to a higher standard of respect than the rest of society. He believes that the military should be given a sense of responsibility and accountability, and that it should be held to a higher standard of responsibility than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of integrity and honor, and that it should be held to a higher standard of integrity than the rest of society. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of morality that is based on the values of the nation, and that it should be held to a higher standard of morality than the rest of society. He believes that the military should be given a sense of justice and fairness, and that it should be held to a higher standard of justice than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of loyalty and patriotism, and that it should be held to a higher standard of loyalty than the rest of society. He believes that the military should be given a sense of honor and duty, and that it should be held to a higher standard of honor than the rest of society. In conclusion, Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of morality, and that the state should recognize the importance of the military's role in protecting the nation. He believes that the military should be given a sense of purpose and direction, and that it should be held to a higher standard of morality than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of respect and dignity, and that it should be held to a higher standard of respect than the rest of society. He believes that the military should be given a sense of responsibility and accountability, and that it should be held to a higher standard of responsibility than the rest of society. He argues that the military should be given a sense of integrity and honor, and that it should be held to a higher standard of integrity than the rest of society. Main idea number 20. The military should be given a sense of honor and respect. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. Huntington argues that the military should be given a sense of honor and respect, and that the state should ensure that the military is not used as a tool of political manipulation. He believes that the military should be seen as a noble profession, and that its members should be respected for their service and dedication. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support necessary to carry out its mission. Furthermore, he argues that the military should be given autonomy to make decisions and act independently, without interference from the political leadership. Huntington also believes that the military should be given a sense of purpose and direction. He argues that the military should be given a clear mission and purpose, and that it should be allowed to pursue its mission without interference from the political leadership. He also believes that the military should be given the resources and support necessary to carry out its mission. Finally, he argues that the military should be given the respect and recognition it deserves for its service and dedication.